Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Heavenly Father and Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen. We continue our sermon series on the components of the divine service. Specifically today, we will... Grace reads, "Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, at the heart of the divine service is the creed. Either after the sermon or after the offering, we join in saying the creed." Paul makes this striking statement in Romans chapter 10, verses 9 and 10. "If you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For by the heart you believed to righteousness, and by your mouth you confessed to salvation." Paul makes it very clear to us. Christians confess. It's as simple as that. And what they confess is Jesus Christ. That is why we are Christians, Christians. We confess Jesus Christ, who suffered, died, and rose again so that our sins are forgiven. Christ is confession. Every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. You know, we confess in many ways about many things. Every day we confess what our hopes and dreams are by our words and actions. How often have we made the statement, "Well, I believe about this or about that"? Such a statement is simply a creed. The root of our English word creed is the Latin credo, which simply means "I believe." Ranging from the suburb to the sublime, Americans confess belief in all sorts of things: Bigfoot, UFOs, conspiracy theories, reincarnation. But we confess Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. Thus, to confess means to make known together or to speak together. To confess is to same say. Let us join together in confessing our faith, using the words of the creed. When asked what you believe, you respond and say. You know, legend has it that each of the apostles contributed 1/12 of the creed, though there is no strong evidence for this tradition. The teaching of the creed that bears their name does indeed capture faithfully the content of the apostolic preaching and teaching. The first of the three articles of the Apostles' Creed confesses the Father who creates and preserves all things. The second article, which forms the center of the creed, confesses Jesus Christ as true God and true man, who died, who rose from the dead, and who will come again. Now, the third article of the creed confesses the Holy Spirit as He who calls, gathers, enlightens, and sanctifies the whole Christian church. The Apostles' Creed is used whenever we administer baptism. Not only do creeds teach us what to believe, but they teach us what not to believe. Early in the 4th century, a priest by the name of Arius taught that Jesus was God's first creation, an inferior to God the Father, something less than truly God. And this teaching, it threw the church into chaos. An ecumenical council was called at the town of Nicaea, and the council produced the first version of the Nicene Creed, which, after several editions, is the creed that we confess in the church today. Like the Apostles' Creed, the Nicene Creed is divided into three articles and has as its emphasis on the second article that teaches about Jesus Christ. by confessing that Jesus is God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father. This creed condemns the teaching of Arius. And today, we generally use the Nicene Creed in the celebration of the Lord's Supper. Now, a similar concern stood behind the writing of the Athanasian Creed, named after Athanasius, who argued at Nicaea for the importance of defending the Trinity. This creed, in brief and very emphatic statements, lays out the doctrine of the Holy Trinity, and in particular of the person of Christ as true God and true man in one person. Because of its great length, we tend to only use it on Holy Trinity Sunday, which comes at the end of May or early June. Now, the Apostles, Nicene and Athanasian creeds are called the ecumenical creeds, and that means they are generally accepted by the church throughout the whole wide world. And we get the joy to say or to confess them together. When we confess the creeds today, which we're going to do in just a moment, we are confessing not only with those who are in church with us in this service, not only with the other services here at Our Redeemer, not only those in the town of Iowa City, but we confess with all Christians around the world who hold to the faith. But there's even more. We confess not only with those of our time and world, we confess with the angels and the archangels and all the company of heaven, as the pastor says in the communion liturgy. We confess our faith together. And the barriers of time and space are overcome. We join our voices together with the whole church of all time. Sunday after Sunday, as we confess the church's creeds, we confess individually and with the church of the past, present, and future. In the historic creeds, every tongue does indeed confess Jesus is Lord. Amen. Now to him who is able to do immeasurably more than we can ask or imagine, to him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations forever and ever. Amen.